Myself and Graham Brookland made an appeal to the supporters when there was a potential £70,000 shortfall in the Shaheed bid. In conjunction with the creditors, there was a shortfall of cash. And the supporters came forward and we raised a huge amount of money. The total amount of that money will be made public on Monday. I joined the Shots Trust as an interim chairman when it was going through a difficult time. And I had no idea that when I became the chairman, the club would eventually be put into administration, which probably tripled my workload as the chairman. I had over 1,000 emails over a period of 6 weeks, hundreds and hundreds of text messages, and many, many phone calls, including phone calls from complete strangers. And the good news is now that the club's come through that bad period. It's been made public today that the club's out of administration and it can continue going forward as a football club. And I hope it works within the community in the future. And I hope that it works very closely with the trust as it stands as of today.
Your reaction to the club being saved after all you've all been through in the past 90 days?
Well, I get very emotional about this football club. It's always raw for me when the club gets in trouble, and it hurts me greatly. And I know it hurts the supporters as well. But for me in particular, I get very emotional on bad news, and sometimes I get emotional on good news. And today is an emotional day for me because it's been confirmed the club's been saved. But it's not just about saving the football club. It's about giving the football club continued life for a long, 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 long time, because this football club in the past has had so many administrations put against it. It's had a liquidation previously against it. We avoided liquidation this time by the skin of our teeth, and had it not been for the supporters rallying and raising the amount of money they did, this club would not have crossed the line. Could the Shaheed bid was a good bid, but Shaheed even appreciates that the supporters in the end got this football club across the winning line.
So what is the key going forward? What does this club need to do with a view to bodies like the Shots Trust, the fans and of course the community?
Well, I think the most important part will be the business plan that they have to implement. That business plan cannot be pies in the sky. It's got to be a firm, sensible business plan where the club controls its overheads, because that's the one thing it can control. It can control its overheads. It can't control the results on the pitch, but it can control its overheads. And the overheads are fixed. And there's players' wages, and there's the running of the stadium, and there's staff wages. We know where the costs are. They've got to balance those costs against the projected income. And that's where sometimes it falls down, because the projected income falls short because of poor performances on the pitch, or it falls short because the product they're trying to sell is too expensive. So it's going to be toe in the water time again. It's lukewarm water at the moment. And it's the sustainable business plan that was take this club forward. And if they can do it in conjunction with the trust and off the back of the supporters, because quite often people say, we will listen to the supporters. We have listened to the supporters. But the key is not just to listen to the supporters and listen to the trust. It's implementing, perhaps, some of the items that they're suggesting, and not airbrushing over the suggestions they make. Implement the good suggestions and move the club forward in conjunction with supporters and the trust.
Will the fans come back? They were hurt in 1992. They've been hurt again this summer. Will they come back?
Well, supporters dropped off during the last six, eight, probably from January onwards of this year. The supporters dropped away because of the performances on the pitch. Fans will only come back if they see good, bright, attacking football. They see more localised footballers playing at this football club, where they can genuinely say, I love this football club, because I was brought up within the 20-mile radius of the club. And hopefully we can get some younger players in that live locally. I hope that the players themselves can amalgamate with the supporters on a match day and attend more of the social functions if they live more local, because the players can play an important part between supporters, the board of directors, the trust and the community in general.